Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I know it's an abusive football chant, but at the heart of my sermon this morning is a question for you. Who are you? Who are you? Thank you, James. When people were arrested after the riots in Stockport and elsewhere, they were brought to court very swiftly. I was interested to note that a lot of them, when faced with the charges of rioting, violence, and criminal damage, stood before the magistrate or the judge with heads bowed, looking very shamefaced, and in their defense said, "That really wasn't who I am. It was completely out of character. I'm not really like that. That's not who I am." So who are you? This morning, I want briefly to touch on the question of identity. And I am not going to wade into the current debate about identity politics. I don't think I've got time to do that, and I certainly don't have enough information. But I do want us to think about who we are. We were having a conversation a little while ago about the new Pope, Leo XIV. Is he really Leo XIV? Or is he really Robert Prevost? Did changing his name change his identity? Or is there a public Pope Leo XIV and a private behind the Vatican doors, a more simple Robert? In last weekend's Observer newspaper, a counsellor and therapist described her job as helping people to know authentically who they are. That's okay if you know who you are or who you're supposed to be or who you want to be, but what if you're just confused? One person who's made that voyage of discovery and transition is the journalist Philippa York. In an interview in the Times newspaper a couple of weeks ago, she explained how she found herself to be 95% happy with her life as a journalist in Scotland. However, when she was living as the professional cyclist Robert Miller, she was barely 5% happy, despite the fame, despite the adulation, despite cycling fans like me standing on the side of the road and willing him on. She was never comfortable as Robert. She is Pippa. All of this has been in the forefront of my mind for a couple of weeks, knowing that I was going to preach on this passage today, and would be faced with this question raised by Jesus: who do people say I am? Laura's not here this morning, but I've asked her permission, so it's okay. I was talking to her last Sunday. You know, this is particularly poignant at this time of year, as father. She's going through this searching process of working out who she is. And the big question she's being asked at the moment is she a priest? Is that what God is calling her to be? And I wonder if, in the passage I read for the gospel just now, Jesus might be questioning his identity. Commentators often ask us to think about the question as a test for Simon. But why did Jesus ask the question? Perhaps he was bothered about what people thought about him. Perhaps he was uncertain about his future. Perhaps he wasn't quite sure whether or not he really was the Messiah, the Christ. Was he looking for a confirmation of his mission? Did he just want to hear Simon say nice things about him? Or was he testing Simon's understanding? Lots of questions about identity. In Mark's account of this conversation, he takes it further. Not only who do people say I am, but he pushes Simon further and says, but who do you say I am? And Jesus gets cross with Peter's answer, because having explained to Simon Peter who he is and how he must live and how he must die, Simon Peter says, this is all nonsense. This is not who you are. We're not going to let this happen. And Jesus had to be true to himself, to his true identity. He knew what his person was, his purpose was. He knew that he was sent by God to reveal God's love to the world. He knew that nothing could sidetrack him. Nothing should stop him from being who he truly was. But you see, it gets more complicated. In this morning's gospel, not only is this question about the identity of Jesus, but Simon gets his identity challenged. Ha ha, says Jesus, you thought you were Simon, but actually you're Peter. And he changes his name. You thought you were running a family fishing business, but actually you're the foundation stone of this thing I've come to build called the church. I'm going to change your identity. So who are you? Simon Peter, the fisherman? Or are you Simon Peter, the gatekeeper? Who are you? Many of us are aware that we present ourselves to the world with different identities. Am I the bold, confident preacher stood here before you this morning holding forth on this dais a good 20 centimetres above contradiction? Or am I the rather nervous, uncertain man I was in the vestry, worried about the quality of his sermon, in the grips of imposter syndrome? Often I hear people say to me, ah, but if you knew what I was really like, you wouldn't like me. How often do we say things in order to fit in? Or present ourselves in a way that we think people would prefer. Put on a brave face. Pretend that everything is okay. Try to be more informed, more intelligent, more up to date than we really are. Who are you? It's a bit too hot for a charabanc outing, but if I could arrange a day trip to London, I might take you to Westminster Abbey. And over the west door of Westminster Abbey are 10 statues of 20th century Christian martyrs. And among them is a German pastor and theologian, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was a fervent opponent of the Nazi regime in Germany, and for the last 18 months of his life was held in Tegel prison and then executed by hanging in Flossenbürg concentration camp, 9th of April, 1945. He wrote a lot when he was in prison, and a friendly guard smuggled quite a lot of what he wrote out of prison. Among his writings is a poem, and in this poem, he explores this question of identity, and unsurprisingly, he entitles this poem, Who Am I? He thinks about who he truly is. There in prison, he seems to have two personalities. And one is the confident, self-possessed, calm, brave prisoner. When he's out in the exercise yard, people think he's stepping out like a country squire surveying his estate. But the other is the powerless, frightened, timid person he finds himself to be when he's in his cell. Which one is he? And the poem, and if you'd like to read the poem, there's a couple of copies on the table at the back. The poem finishes, "They mock me, these lonely questions of mine. They mock me, these lonely questions of mine. Whoever I am, thou knowest, O God, I am thine." Who are you? Well, I'm here to tell you this morning. Everyone here this morning is a unique and special child of God, every single one of you, without exception. You, each one of you, are unconditionally loved by him. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise, and don't let anyone, not even yourself, stop you from living as though you are. Be true to who you really are. Your identity is in God's love for you. Amen.